NASA says it still isn't sure when two of its astronauts can return home from the International Space Station. They went up to the outpost on a test flight of a brand new spaceship built by Boeing called Starliner. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, glitches during Starliner's flight have forced mission managers to spend a lot of time troubleshooting to make sure the vehicle is safe to come home.
These days, NASA relies on commercial space vehicles to take astronauts to the station. They're like space taxis. SpaceX launched the first one. NASA has been using it for years. But Boeing has been building one, too. And on June 5th, an Atlas V rocket launched from Florida with Starliner.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff of Starliner and Atlas V, carrying two American heroes.
Those heroes were astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore. NASA and Boeing originally said the test flight would last about a week.
I think we all knew that it was going to go longer than that.
That's Mark Nappy, the vice president and program manager for commercial crew at Boeing.
It's my regret that we didn't just say we're going to stay up there until we get everything done that we want to go do.
Because weeks and weeks have gone by. Here's what happened. Just before Starliner docked with the station, some of its thrusters inexplicably conked out. Mission managers also saw helium leaks. The two astronauts are safe on board the station. NASA stresses that they are not stranded there. They are working and floating around with the station's regular crew. Meanwhile, mission managers on the ground have been trying to understand Starliner's issues. To try to recreate what was seen in flight, workers have run exhaustive tests using spare hardware. Nappy says they think they now understand the root cause of both the thruster and the helium leak issues, and all of that will be reviewed extensively by NASA.
I'm very confident we have a good vehicle to bring the crew back with. We have to take the next steps to show that information to everybody else. And that leads up to the agency review. And that's what we're going to do over the next week.
The manager of NASA's commercial crew program is Steve Stitch. He says because there's another vehicle available, the SpaceX capsule, there are contingency plans if the agency decides Starliner shouldn't carry the astronauts back.
And we would employ those systems if we need to. But we really have our team focused on returning Butch and Sonny on Starliner.
He says they're methodically working through the data. Starliner has enough battery power to stay up in space through early September. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.